Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday. You have tuned in to Leo Love Affairs, Queens Radio on Anchor. This is Luna. Before I get into the monthly horoscope, I want to let you guys know that I am going on vacation and I will be gone for a couple of months. I will be back in time for Leo season though. Yes, I won't miss that. So for the next couple of months after I do this podcast, Queen T will be making sure you guys stay up to date with whatever's going on in the Leo realm outside of her regular programming that she does. So here it goes. The month of May 2019. Wanted. Supersized new goals. This May, you could be more inspired than ever to recalibrate your professional path or blaze an exciting new trail. As the sun moves through Taurus until May 21st, your 10th house of ambitions and leadership heats up. You could be thinking of the legacy you want to create and the impact you hope to have on the world at large. As a Leo, you're never too old or too young for this topic. Or perhaps necessity is the mother of your inventive ideas. Radical Uranus is now in Taurus until April 2026. Wow. Which could prompt big shifts, a promotion, an unexpected offer, or a shakeup at your current company. The April 22nd Sun-Uranus meetup may have thrown a curveball into your career plans. Some Leos could be scrambling to create new options or feeling the push to really put yourself out there. If you're dealing with an unanticipated job change or even a loss, you could feel extra urgency now. The May 4th Taurus new moon is an anchoring day. It should be used to set clear, simplified priorities, whether those are for your career or just a big bucket list dream. Run a 5K, own a home, exhibiting your artwork. This lunar event opens a six-month portal of possibilities. An opportunity to raise your profile could arise. Put the word out to your network today. With Energizer Mars in Gemini and your collaborative 11th house until May 15th, your friends could accelerate your plans. Spread the word on social media. Ask a colleague to make an introduction and pay it forward by playing Super Connector for your own squad. But make sure you don't oversell yourself. On May 5th, Mars will oppose Truth embroidering Jupiter, and embellishments or impulsive moves might backfire. This is not the day to fake it till you make it. Better to be honest about what you can and can't pull off. At this new moon, reflect on your public image. Do you truly understand how other people see you? Be courageous and ask for constructive feedback. Sure, it's nice to hear glowing praise, but you could gain priceless insight by listening to people's honest opinions. If you own a business or provide paid services, make sure you're presenting your most polished image. Is it time for an updated resume, professional headshots, or sleek new branding? Take a break from your worldly quest on May 18th, when the year's only Scorpio full moon illuminates your domestic fourth house. Commune at Casa de Leo with loved ones or spruce up your place for springtime. Carve out time for self-care. If you're looking to move or make a change in your living situation, this full moon lights the way. On May 21st, the sun swings into Gemini for a month, heating up your 11th house of teamwork and technology. For the next 4 months, it really is about who you know. Step away from the grind and go meet people in person. RSVP yes to parties and events that can help advance your cause. Casual conversation could spark synergies more than ever now. If you think you could meet like-minded people, do show up. With Energizer Mars and Cancer in your healing 12th house from May 15th to July 1st, you'll also need to slip off the grid to rest and regroup between outings. Don't overpack your calendar. A spiritual practice like meditation can keep you centered over the next few weeks and beyond. You may be working through some emotional stuff or balancing your health now. The mind-body-spirit connection is extra strong during this biannual Mars transit. If you're not feeling 100%, explore where you may be blocked. Are you stuffing down anger, holding on to past pain, or feeling overwhelmed by a childhood fear? Galvanizing Mars will push you to deal with these blind spots at the core. Doing the hard but necessary work will free you from these old limitations. Ultimately, that will serve your highest interests. As a Leo, you don't want anything holding you back. And there you have it. Thanks for listening to Luna on Leo Love Affairs, Queens Radio on Anchor. Again, I will see you all at Leo season. Peace and blessings.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.